So, Journey to Hades. Where does the Journey to Hades come in? So, first of all, the Odyssey. I didn't realize Odysseus went to Hades. That's a bit of a way out of his. That's a bit out of his way, I'd have thought.
Quite. Do you remember how he ends up in Hades, Rebecca?
He gets told that he needs to go there on his way home. I suspect, because there are so many bits to the Odyssey, I suspect it's a way of incorporating a bit that didn't really fit very well because there's no particularly good reason to go. Yes, he meets a lot of interesting dead people, and so he can tell the story of Achilles, and he can tell the story of Agamemnon, and he can meet his dead mother. But it's fairly pointless as a journey to me. And perhaps that is parallel with virtual reality, that you can get sent down some dead ends.
Quite literally, yeah. But it is an interesting point. I mean, one of the sort of claims of virtual reality, particularly when it's sort of mixed with AI as well, is speak with people who are no longer here, have a conversation with Einstein, and that sort of stuff as well.
Yeah, big thing of that with AI and stuff like that, isn't there? And being able to interact with people like that. I'm just thinking maybe he just had a really dodgy sat nav and it just, it's just because
No,
it takes you down the wrong road.
he does get told specifically to go there, so he does go there intentionally.
Yeah, there is a particular VR experience that I associated with this one. So when I was dabbling, and colleagues of mine were saying, "Oh, if you're experiencing this, then here's an app that you should try out, because it'll give you a better understanding of sort of some of what the medium can do." So there's one app that is available on the Meta Quest store, I think. So obviously, it's only for a Quest headset, which is called Attenborough's First Life. So this had David Attenborough as the doing the sort of voiceovers. So you've got your kind of, experienced godlike voice sort of, guiding you where to go in this sort of stuff. It was a 3D generated experience rather than 360 video, obviously, as will be quite clear. And what it did is it went back to a period, a visualization of a period of prehistorical evolution of about 350 million years ago, where as you were moving along a sort of virtual prehistoric seabed, as one of the first creatures, from single cellular organisms to some of the earliest predators moving around. And it was one of those wow moments in VR for me, going, because it feels like you're there, it's like, wow, this is like going back to the dawn of time or even earlier than that. It's a very powerful experience, even if it was, I don't know how I would use that in a history class or something.
And there's a really good one also on the Quest, which is you're in a painting or so, no, you're in a flat. You're in an apartment by the sea, and then the apartment all collapses and you end up on a boat. And you're traveling to this like island of the dead or something, and it's a actual art form that's been brought to life by the app. And I think, yeah, it's just given you experiences of things being actually inside a painting, gradually get carried towards it, and it's actually quite spooky as well, this whole experience. So yeah, taking you places, seeing things that you wouldn't otherwise go to, that's interesting.